But Kirk goes down there and he's doing a bunch of doodad stuff. I love all the doodads you're moving.
Yeah, we're getting some of the little plates out and sticking them into other slots and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
You'd think someone else on the ship could have done this.
Absolutely.
Like there's no young engineer that's on this bridge that could have gone down there and done this.
He's coming Tuesday, Eric.
Yeah, that's definitely.
You're right.
I mean, he does also make mention on top of not having a medical crew, they just don't have a full crew all together. So anyway, yeah, Scotty beams out who he can and they're about to, the blast thing works. That we're breaking free and we're all engines full reverse. That's like the one John Harriman like action line. And it's kind of weird seeing Alan Ruck yell things.
He does it cool. I mean, honestly, if I was Alan Ruck, that would be like something I watch from time to time.
Oh, sure. It's like Alan Ruck's upset. He's got to go to like a family function and he just watches it really quickly to like jazz himself up. Like, I'm going to tell off my mother this time. Don't worry about it. See, I'm going to yell all engines full reverse at my mother.
He gets his son to make him like a super cut of just that over and over again. Just for like 5 minutes.
Just the cool parts, like which is like two.
Right.
Yeah, just to pump him up before like he has to do a big secession scene or something.
It's a 6 second video. Yeah. So they're backing up and part of the Nexus slams into the side of the Enterprise, blows out part of it, and We get word from Ensign Sulu, deck has been breached, you know, section this, and this, decks 13, 14, and 15. She's got a great delivery right here. And this is a weird, like, then Scotty, not Captain John Harriman of the Enterprise B, but Scotty says to this younger Sulu, have Chekov meet me on deck 15. And it's like, okay, if I was a sensei, I'd be like, Captain, can I tell him to do that? Is that this old fat guy's just yelling at me?
Well, that old fat guy is Scotty, and you listen to him no matter what he smells like.
I guess Chekov was dealing with the medical emergency, so he has no idea what's going on. He's like, whew, well, hopefully someone wasn't in here.
Yeah, totally, dude. And I really love this composite shot of looking out from space back at the Enterprise, and you see the three of them so tiny against the majesty of the ship. Like, it's a great, great effect.
Back and forth. Chekov is like, was anyone in here? And then, like, it's just
Scotty.
Aye.
And that's, he just knows. Like, I've always loved that exchange. Yeah. There's so much good in this movie.
It's,
folks.
It's crazy. Shortly before Scotty just goes missing for 90 years and no one gives a shit. Literally no one could give a shit.
I think he goes from like that tragic day. He's like, I just need some time for myself. And he's like, kind of like a hobo riding the rails. He's just like hitching a ride on all these starships and shit.
Oh man, a movie idea for the ages, Space Hobo.
No, that is a great idea because you imagine like there's so much cargo ships in space, just like how the trains go here. You get some wily aliens that like pry open a door and they're just living in the container, riding it to Planet Barstow or something.
Yeah, paint some space fences to make your keep. Get a space chicken dinner.
Oh, yeah. Hot alien farmer daughter in here.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
You just answered my question that we were about to get to, which is on the stupid holodeck sequence, which is fine. But at the end of it, when everyone kind of starts going away, Troy has the ship handle there, whatever you want to call it there.
Yeah.
And she's like, she realized something's wrong with Picard. She's like, you take over. And it's this guy this with a long wispy beard, a long white ponytail. I'm like, that's a space hobo. Yeah. I think he's just like, I can be just on the Enterprise for a little while.
You need me to take the wheel, darling?
Can your replicator make a can of beans? Can it make it hot by any chance?
Computer, new bindle, please.
You know you can ask it for anything. You know, you could have a house even.
Yeah, no bindle, please. I'm setting me space ways.
Oh, number one, what is Patches still doing here?
Don't mind me, Captain. I'm just sitting on the bridge playing my harmonica.
I know we picked him up. We picked him up on Rigel 9, and he's a really nice guy. We said we'd drop him off at the next port. It's been months.
He keeps on refusing the shower, but keeps asking for a hot faucet to use.
Oh, ever since we made that space pie and put it on the windowsill, he's been around.
We've been battling him and Space Yogi Bear.
Ooh, a hot ship doctor and a hot ship counselor. Sign me up.
He's talking about the 5G cell towers again.
Oh, boy.
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed you could put into any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.